Ya no rompí, pues ya tenía, disculpa la muerte.
Há muito boato, há muita poeira nisto tudo, mas muita poeira.
Oh, meu irmão, me deixe em paz, por favor.
Coronavírus.
Tem medo de corona?
Você não tem medo?
As justificações vão mais longe.
Sim, é só moça amiga.
Ele pega na bacia, senta, come tomate todo. E quando a moça tenta lhe fugir, do visitar.
Sou vó, parece São Veal. Não é assim, pai. E quando vem o pessoal, até vê, no dizer um passo.
Mototáxi. Não é? My love, é uma motorizada que é táxi. Não?
That's just the sound that we've seen.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Welcome.
You know. Yeah, for...
yeah.
It feels good.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
How do we get here?
But it feels good. Feels good fazer algo that gives you pleasure.
Yeah.
Deep outside of your house.
Yeah, yeah.
Não que tenha alguma cena. A ver com a família, mas tipo, not far from the family, because that sounds bad, but não só fazer something that gives you pleasure with the family.
Yeah.
Porque fazer isto, and it, this is nice, even though nós estamos aqui a morrer quase com as máscaras, mas dá-te um glimpse de normality.
It's true.
Não é?
It's true. Yeah, yeah. We, you know, we're socializing.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
In a way.
Yeah.
That's safe, that's, you know, still getting used to this mass shit, but I agree with it. I agree with it. Not saying that I'm against mass. I agree with it, but I'm just saying that getting used to this is, yeah,
it's horrible. Yeah,
yeah, it's horrible.
Como talvez a dizer um bocado, as pessoas têm que come up with better masks.
Yeah, and I think that's what's gonna happen, man. I think people are gonna be, as time goes, I think even before the end of this year, we're gonna have a lot of. What's amazing about this time is the amount of creativity that's happening even in solving these kind of things. So I think even people that are, you know, messing around as in like experimenting, trying out new things, even with masks, I think that's a great thing, because hopefully we can get better masks that don't hurt your ears or hurt your, you know, your chin or your nose that's uncomfortable, that you can have different types that fit different face shapes, because people have different face shapes.
Yeah.
different nose sizes, you know, and hopefully we can have like more options towards that. So it's like one particular brand might suit you, just like with clothing. That's what it's going to become.
Porrachas, mas, hey, that means que isto vai ser durante muito e muito tempo.
I think it will, man. I think what we're facing now is something that, you know, like those moments in our lifetime that changes everything. Like 9/11 was one of them, right? This is another one. That everything from the way that you're going to be like checked at airports to the way, you know, government and institutions are going to track you and track your, you know, movements and things like that. Yeah, it's going to be one of those things that. No matter what, no matter vaccine, no matter when it comes or if it comes, hopefully it will sooner than later. I still think it's like one of those things that now it's like a reset button, and this is now like a new normal, and we're just waiting to now see what the, you know, what are the extras that come with this new life.
Mas tu achas que as sociedades mais desenvolvidas, falo da Europa, States, they won't do it. Eles vão fazer isto. They'll fight it. Especially the States. Especially the States. Até as we speak.
In terms of all this, these social distancing,
no,
masks,
norms. Yeah, estas medidas todas that
washing
somehow...
Washing hands should be something that people should do. Like, in any case.
Yeah, mas you don't need the government to tell you, né? Para lavar as mãos.
But some people do, though. We've seen. Like,
é porque eu acho que os States, tu vês os States, eles estão... E são loucos também, muitos, daquele lado, né? Que não querem usar máscaras porque dizem e não querem cumprir com essas yeah. recomendações, essas regras, porque é contra as liberdades deles.
Yeah.
And that's even though nós podemos não concordar com eles em muitos aspectos, é impressionante que eles têm a liberdade to fight that.
Yeah.
E para ir contra isso. Deve cá, nós não. That's it.
Yeah.
África do Sul foi, né? As pessoas não cumpriam, levavam porrada. People got shot.
Yeah.
Então, vai um bocadinho contra as tuas liberdades as a person. E tu veres outros países mais desenvolvidos fighting back, errados ou não, doesn't matter. Dá-me um bocado de hope para saber. Dá-me um bocado de hope para pensar que isto que está agora é só temporário.
Yeah. Yeah, you know. I hope so. I hope so, but at the same time, I'm hoping that we come out as better people, as better society. And the other thing I'm hoping that comes out of all of this is people to really think hard when they're voting for people that they want in power. You know, because as much as some countries were better equipped or dealing with this better than others. It shows a lot. It's like when you put when you're cleaning up and you're putting all the you know, the dirty stuff that's on your floor underneath the carpet. I think COVID came through and like lifted that carpet for a lot of states, a lot of, you know, countries. And I think that like you know, it's like we were talking before that in societies like in the East, like Asian countries, they tend to follow government's orders, you know, no question. You know, it's like, we're going to do it. Like, government says this, they do it. They, and either by force or, you know, they're programmed that way, but by any case, they do it, right? And in more liberal societies, then you have people that, you know, it's my freedom. I decide what to do. You know, you have more of this. So it's like, you have more of these liberties, right? So for me, it's like, I love having that liberty. And me as a person, my personal opinion, I love having that liberty. But it's almost like during this whole thing, it's, what I've found very interesting is that, a lot of these people in power actually don't know what they're dealing with, right? And my question is, do they be completely transparent, or is that going to cause panic? Which I think it is. This is why they're not, you know, you don't want to cause panic, because obviously you have people that are more educated than others, you know, and you don't want to create an apocalyptic scenario in your country that people are like buying toilet paper and stocking up on things that they actually don't need. But my view is that the reason why I see that a place like South Africa has taken those measures, and I'll use South Africa as an example, is that it's all started well. You know, and I think that the approach that they took with the lockdown, 110%, that was the right move. One, because they didn't know what they're dealing with. Because at that time, no one did. And even now, like, you've got more answers, but you haven't got all the answers, right? But I don't understand that cigarette thing, man. You know, I don't get it.
O que as pessoas têm que perceber é que people fear what they don't understand. Todos nós.
Yeah.
E isto começou com algo que ninguém sabia what the fuck was going on.
Yeah.
Não é? Então as medidas foram radicais. Com o passar do tempo, now that we know more, quanto mais informação nós temos, nós podemos transformar isto tudo de radical. Vamos continuar a ser um bocado menos radicais, mas continuamos a ser radicais.
Yeah.
Mas um bocado mais racionais também.
Yeah.
Não é? Porque if you asked me em janeiro não, janeiro was muito cedo. Mas vamos dizer em March.
March, yeah.
Yeah. quando isto começou mais aqui para baixo, se eu alguma vez havia estar sentado aqui contigo a conversar, I would say, fuck no.
Yeah.
I don't want to get sick.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. It's true. That's why we tried to do the whole Zoom episode.
Yeah,
and...
porque não tinha informação suficiente. Because at least me, the way I... E acho que todo mundo é assim. Uns mais que outros. É the way that we make our decisions are based on the information that we have.
Yeah.
Quanto mais informação tu tiveres, melhor decisões tu possas tomar.
Yeah.
So, foi radical. With the lockdowns and all that bullshit. And then, agora estamos num modo mais radical, racional. And then we will just become rational.
Yeah.
Mas vamos saber o que é. E se tu fores ver outras cenas que aconteceram, também foram, podemos falar do SIDA.
Yeah.
Way back when, o SIDA também, as pessoas nem queriam apertar a mão de alguém que tivesse SIDA. Which is ridiculous. E quanto mais tu fomos aprendendo, as pessoas começaram a perceber melhor a doença e começou-se a lidar melhor com aquilo. E agora, pessoas com SIDA até têm filhos. Casam-se e têm relações e têm isso tudo. Uma boa, já ninguém é suposto morrer de SIDA. Ninguém precisa de morrer de SIDA. Então, when it comes to this, agora, eu acho que and that's the thing that pisses me off quando eu vejo as pessoas, porque há muita gente que começou against everything. Desde o começo, tipo, não há lockdown, não faz sentido, isto is just a flu, essas coisas todas. Essas pessoas agora continuam com a mesma, the same narrative,
with
the same narrative, e dizem, estão a ver? Agora eles já estão a abrir, a Europa já está a abrir, eles já viram que meteram água. That's not how it works.
Yeah.
Não foi por isso, não é por isso que eles estão a abrir.
Yeah.
The whole point, eles falaram isto desde o começo, que é flatten the curve. Com todas as pandemics, that's how it works. As pessoas vão ficar doentes, the same amount of people will get sick, mas só num período mais espaçado.
Yeah, exactly.
So people don't have to die.
Yeah.
Tu vês agora, tu falaste de people that is more educated. Eu vejo, and I should get off my WhatsApp status, porque aquilo is driving me nuts.
Why do you even look at that stuff?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Even though it's muted, eu às vezes vou lá. And tu vês pessoas que antes apoiavam lockdown e agora dizem que não. E people just go. Some people just want to be against the grain.
Yeah. You get those people.
Então.
You get those people that, it's like right now, you get a lot of people that are just like swinging. So it depends on what they read, depends on what they watch, depends on all the amounts of real news and fake news that they are exposed to.
Yeah.
Because that's what's happening now. You know, you have a lot of stuff that's just getting fed to us that, you know, it's not true. And a lot of stuff that is for me hard to believe, but others obviously they'll believe, right? But it's a strange time, man. I think it's a strange time, and I think it's a time that it's what I tell everyone I speak to. I'm like, if you speak to anyone that you know and they say that they're fine, they're lying to you.
Yeah, not possible. No, not possible.
To you. You can't tell me that like you're fine.
I'm fine. One of the main reasons that para mim isto tinha que acontecer nós gravarmos was, como eu tinha dito, a glimpse of normality.
Yeah.
And porque além de estarmos saudáveis physically, né? Virus free.
Yeah.
Temos que work também, temos de estar saudáveis financeiramente.
Gotta put bread on the table.
Yeah, temos de estar financeiro. Mas the main thing é temos de estar saudáveis mentally.
Mm.
Se tu não estiver saudável mentally, o resto não vais conseguir fazer.
Yeah, forget it, yeah.
And this socializing, e estar com as pessoas, não estou a dizer in a irresponsible way.
Yeah.
Porque agora nós temos de ser responsible about the way that we socialize.
Of course, yeah.
Right? But that is the main thing. To keep your anxiety on check, keeping your mental health good. Mm-hmm. Porque é normal at this point, and eu já falei com muitas pessoas acerca disto, and I feel that. E eu sinto eu também um bocadinho disso, é que quando tu fazes something that gives you, pode ser o mais pequeno prazer, makes you feel guilty, and makes you feel that you've been irresponsible. Porque numa altura como esta, não é suposto tu teres any sort of pleasure. Do you know what I mean?
Tipo, yeah.
Se eu quero fazer isto que nós estamos a fazer agora, estamos a gravar, I'm enjoying this. Mas at the back of my mind tem um bocadinho de am I being responsible? Am I doing the right thing? Because I'm not supposed to be enjoying myself now.
Yeah.
I'm not supposed to be socializing.
Yeah.
Mas nós temos, de alguma maneira, we have to manage all of this. Temos que, não é?
Yeah. And I think the way I see it is that I always look at it I respect the law. I respect even what our government, is doing. Gotta respect it. Gotta adhere to it. Meaning that if it's 20 people and that they say that can be in a space and social distancing, then it's that. And you gotta follow that. It's almost like those are the rules. Those are made by, that's why we have governments. That's why we have presidents and ministers and, and so forth. To sort of keep control of a society, right? And for me, I see it as in, yes, I agree with you. You got to be careful and so forth. And, having that little bit of pleasure and so forth. But for me, like I always say, it's all about balance. And I don't feel guilty at all for having a bit of pleasure. Fuck that. I'm having fun. No. But on a serious note, I get what you're saying. And I think that it comes back to responsibility, because it's not like you are going somewhere where there's like 30 people and you're hanging out there and so forth, right? You're washing your hands, you're using your mask, you're also protecting other people by taking off your shoes before coming inside the room, like all of these things that are now being programmed in our brain, you're following them. When you get in your car and you get out of your car, sanitizer, like all, it's like a routine that I think for a lot of us, and even for me, it took me a while to like get used to that routine of like, well, spray your hands. So once you get into a place where there's water and soap, you wash your hands and, like that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And we're going to get used to it.
Na cena dos sapatos, tu já estiveste na minha casa mais do que uma vez.
Yeah.
And it was always like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Same with my house.
Yeah. Quem entra na minha casa tira os sapatos. I know it's house. Fucking weird.
And here Maputo, like, no, it's not weird at all. Jeez, it's like, is it a Japanese society? I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that. But
I think they take
their shoes off before going inside. Going inside the home or the house.
Yeah.
Like, for example, what I do here is that I have slippers that I wear outside. When my parents' place, like, it's quite big and, you walk outside. But once you're inside, you have, like, other slippers that you use when you're inside.
Yeah.
And that's also taking some time to get used to. But now it's like normal. Now,
sim, yeah, acho que muitas dessas práticas, whatever happens, vão ficar. And those are good ones.
And those are really good ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are good ones to stay with. And it's almost like as humans checking ourselves. But back to your observation, I see nothing wrong with, which brings me to like what's happening now, what I'm seeing is because I've got a lot of friends in like music and entertainment industry, right? That's an industry right now that's being tested to its limits. DJs not getting gigs, artists not being able to like fully perform, no crowds, right? So again, back to creativity, starting to see some artists, some celebrities, different people like starting to get creative, doing these gigs from home, using their phone to like film themselves. Others have much better equipment. Others are ordering equipment so that, because now they're noticing, oh, okay, the way this is going, I got to get my kit to broadcast to the world of myself performing, right? And now you're starting to get these companies that are creating like these apps where now artists can perform using that app. Brands are also starting to look at that as well, to bring that entertainment factor to your home.
Yeah, mas isso não era como back in the day. Acho que pararam de fazer, ou se não pararam de fazer, eu parei de ver.
Yeah.
Que era, remember when they sell the DVDs and the Blu-rays of concerts?
Yeah, exactly.
As pessoas faziam isso, and those DVDs or Blu-rays were extremely well curated. Sound, video, everything.
True that.
Aquilo era amazing. Yeah, good sound system at home was very involving.
Yeah.
Mas nunca vai ser a mesma coisa.
Yeah.
Of course not.
Yeah.
Então, o que nós estamos a fazer agora, ou o que nós estamos, não, o que as pessoas estão a fazer agora é uma versão daquilo, mas in a very, very, very low budget way.
Yeah.
Eu não quero ouvir o Jay-Z rapping on Instagram. I don't. That sucks. Eu não quero ficar sentado in the toilet watching someone no meu telefone, because I'm in the toilet, that's where I'm wasting time on my phone, e a ver alguém playing a guitar and singing. That sucks. The whole thing about music, é por isso que os concertos nunca passaram de moda,
yeah.
É que tu estás ali com milhares de pessoas à volta de ti, e não é só música, é tudo. So, epá. Mas anyway, é como as pessoas agora, como eu estava a dizer no outro dia, ou foi hoje que eu estava a falar com você, estava a dizer que agora everyone is a fucking chef. Todo mundo cozinha e põe a comida online. We didn't give a fuck about your pictures. Quando estavam a tirar fotos do sushi, and when that was a thing, I couldn't care less about your ugly food now that you're cooking yourself. I understand that people are trying new things, and mas tu não precisas, never got that. Tu não precisas de publicar aquilo. I don't get it. Todo mundo agora é cozinheiro. They are the, okay, DJs are fine because DJs were always DJs. Ou são cozinheiros, ou são priests, porque agora todo mundo é pastor.
Yeah.
How many fucking Bible quotes do you have to post? And motivational videos.
Motivational
oh my
videos.
God.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah, it's
com todo o tempo que tu tens agora. That's how you choose to
do.
Yeah, seriously?
Yeah, I've seen that a lot, man. I've seen that. That's what I'm seeing is all the Instagram models. Now the Instagram models are doing stuff in their pajamas and their PJs. But how far will that go? Let's see.
Os challenges or whatever. Not, those,
yeah.
That, essa é outra cena que também. Because quando isto tudo começou, tu tinhas os challenges que eram the water bucket challenge. Que era to bring awareness for ALS, right?
Yeah.
E conseguiu raise millions of dollars because of that. But now, tu tens challenges que não é... They don't mean anything. They're just going for the likes.
Yeah. And you're getting all these... you're getting all... Again, it's a strange time because...
Sempre foi estranho.
Yeah.
Essa cena de social network sempre foi estranho. Só que agora é muito mais gente a fazer muito mais coisas estranhas.
Yeah.
So weird.
Now you got people that are bored. You got people that are
and now you can see our
jobless.
Fucking insignificant stars and superstars and movie stars and celebrities, yes, are.
Yeah.
Porque se eles não têm, when they strip down the todo aquele PR team que eles têm à volta deles and they by themselves at home with a phone. O resultado já é aquela merda daquele gado. Cantou Imagine All na 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 cringy.
Yeah, that was so cringy. Yeah. I can finish that, by the way.
Eu não consegui também.
Because for me, I looked at that and I was like,
fuck this.
How is this significant to my life right now. It's not. No, yeah, I find that so ridiculous. And yeah, so on one note, like, yeah, celebrities, it's almost asking everyone the question about, like, are we really making these celebrities more important than they actually should be?
And the answer is yes. Yes,
I agree.
Definitely. A huge yes.
Yes, they've got a lot of money. And could they be doing more with that money? That's another topic in itself. Because some are more than others.
Yes.
Some are, you know,
sim,
doing
muita
what
gente
they can.
A fazer coisas muito boas.
I think that's brilliant. Yeah. But when you do these videos and these songs with other celebrities, it's like, one, that's been done before. Two, it's like...
My whole point is, quando eu vejo isso, a pergunta que eu faço é, why are you doing this? That's it. What's the point?
Oh, Jesus.
Porque que, sempre com bringing back o exemplo que dei a bocado, do What a Bucket, ALS, Billions of Dollars, Research, Helping People. Great. Outras merdas, they're pointless. Fucking pointless. TikTok. Oh my God. Who invented that shit?
Yeah, TikTok's actually been around for ages. It's just only now people have, you know, got on top of it.
Tem vídeos hilarious.
Yeah, look.
It serves
its purpose, man.
Yeah,
I think it serves money funny. Yeah, look, I think it serves its purpose. There are some funny people, some funny accounts on there, and all of that. But it's just like with everything, dude. Like it's you're gonna find people that are gonna take that and do something completely stupid, completely, you know, it's that thing of like going viral. Like some will go viral, some people even try to go viral. So they'll create a video, funny video, because their intention is to go viral. You do get those people.
Most of them, right? No?
Yeah, probably.
I don't know. I'm gonna be a grumpy old man.
No, but you do get that. And look, that's something that's always been there since, you know, social media, Twitter, like the Facebook, Instagram and all of that. Now Snapchat, TikTok, all these ones coming up.
Snapchat morreu, no?
Still going. Yeah, still going. Still going. It depends which territories, right? It never caught anything here, never got going over here. So yeah, I think so. Bring it back to the whole like this thing of like people all of a sudden becoming like cook experts and this and this and that. Like my view, because like someone the other day was asking me like what I'm doing. I'm like, shit, I'm working harder than I've ever worked, like even before. It's funny. So this working from home is also challenging in itself, right? But I think that, like, one of the things that I've realized is that working from home has its challenges. But what I'm trying to do, especially during this time, is to almost, like, learn something. Even if it's, like, 2 hours of my time a day, if I can. I try to at least get, like, an hour and a half. But if I can push for two, then it's great. On learning on something that I've always wanted to perfect.
Diz-me uma cena, tu achas, por exemplo, eu sempre fui um bocadinho contra também o WhatsApp, work groups no WhatsApp, porque acho que, especially in my industry, é muito mais fácil não levares trabalho para casa.
Taking the plane home, honey.
mas sempre houveram grupos de trabalho that are fine. That are really, como é que eu posso dizer? Quebra um bocadinho a tua privacidade e entram na tua vida ou entram na tua casa through your phone a horas que não deviam. That work is not supposed to be there. Então a minha pergunta é, tu como é que, how do you manage that now? Porque antes já era um bocado complicado, agora deve ser ainda mais complicado. Porque depois tu tens várias, tipo, tens, you got a text, WhatsApp, e-mail, tens mil e um maneiras que as pessoas podem entrar em contacto contigo. Tu estás em casa, so people know or people feel that you are You're supposed to answer.
We know you're not going anywhere.
Yeah, you're not that busy, which is not true.
It's not true, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. In my case, same rules apply. That's the way I put it. Like we would be in a normal office situation. 8 to 5, 8 to 6, and that's it. I do not expect to. And if I hear from you in terms of a text or email, you're only going to hear from me the next day because I've clocked off. In my case, same rules apply. Even my colleagues, we all know.
Yeah, mas estás a ver, mesmo assim.
Yeah.
Eu vou-te mandar um e-mail.
Yeah.
A falar do work. Tu vais estar enjoying yourself with your family.
Yeah.
And that's going to pop up. Tu vais ler, regardless.
Yeah, I try not to. I've always programmed myself not to.
Ou se tiveres preview or whatever.
Yeah.
Ou esteja ali o e-mail.
Yeah,
something.
Even on your phone. That's.
Ou se tiveres é um chamariz, né? It's something that is.
Yeah. Yeah, and that does happen to me, but I don't open, even if I see the person or whatever. And for me, it's like.
So that's always, how you deal with it.
Yeah, too. I've always been a person that is like, if it's really urgent, that person would call me. So when I know I'm getting a call after 6, I know it's urgent.
Okay.
Other than that, it's going to be a mail that can wait tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that's the way I'm dealing with it. At least, you know, other people, obviously different industries are different, right?
Yeah.
And people have shifts and have, you know, no matter what it is that you're, you know, I can't even imagine how the life of an essential worker or nurse or doctor must be right now.
How do you feel about that?
What?
The whole thank you to the nurses and the doctors, and how do you feel about that?
I feel in terms of
as
like
in,
what people are doing, like clapping and sort of hashtagging.
Yes,
like,
yeah.
You know,
I thought about that when KK was saying that we should stop the truck drivers or. Something along those lines. I can't remember exactly some paraphrasing that we should not allow truck drivers or something like that to come inside the country from other countries. Truck drivers são as pessoas que, even with HIV,
bringing in
even with and, HIV was yeah. the truck drivers. Eram sempre os culpados. I don't know how true that is, but yeah. E a resposta que eu lhe dei foi que truck drivers neste país são as essential as nurses. Porque nós importamos every fucking thing. E vem tudo dos caminhões, se não vier do barco.
Yeah.
Não é? And, e comecei a pensar nisso. E comecei, tipo, quem são os essential workers, actually? Who are they?
Uh-huh.
Porque nós temos truck drivers. They are essentials. Temos os motoristas.
People making masks are essential.
Yes. Os motoristas dos shoppers são essentials.
Yeah.
É? As pessoas que estão a trabalhar and putting themselves out there nos supermercados selling food are essential.
Yeah.
Pharmacies. Everyone basically is essential. Nós somos besides, yeah, even
the guy working at the bank.
The guy working at the bank. even artists so essentials to going back to keep you entertained and leveled mentally.
Yeah.
Então, why are we thanking?
Depends which artist, but anyways.
Yeah. So, why are we only thanking the nurses and the doctors? Ah, porque eles estão a salvar vidas. Everyone is. We're interdependent. Ninguém consegue fazer sozinho.
Yeah, I think.
Why are we thanking the doctors now?
I get.
We should thank
exactly,
everyone
exactly.
always.
So, my point of if I was to disagree with that, So I have no problem with people, you know, congratulating the nurses and the doctors and things like that. My problem with this whole thing is that, all right, I have no problem with you thanking the nurses and doctors and so forth. When this shit ends,
keep thanking them.
Keep thanking them. Give them better pay.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Give them better benefits. Not just during this time, you know. That's my biggest...
Exatamente isso. Tipo, nós precisamos de todos. And, e se tu pensares que consegues viver sozinho sem ninguém, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
Então, my question is, quem é que são os essentials? I'm sure there's a definition somewhere.
Yeah.
But the reason why I'm saying this is just to...
The lady that bakes bread.
Yeah, just think about it. Now, just think about it. Everyone is. Yeah. Your maid is fucking essential to you.
Sure.
Não é? Porque yeah. ele que vai, ou ela que vai te ajudar a fazer as coisas so that you can work. And your work is essential para tu viveres, to your family, to everyone. Tu yeah. és o essential worker.
Although I told my maid to work from home.
Tu és o essential worker na tua casa.
Yeah.
Não é? Aquelas pessoas dependem de ti.
That's true.
Yeah.
Also, they've got a job, right?
Yeah.
So they can put food on the table.
Yeah. Então isso só, às vezes, I just think about that. And
yeah. And again, my view is that like, for,
just keep thanking people, them, então. Se tu
keep,
não,
keep thanking yeah. them, keep paying them better.
Tu só consegues teachers perceber, as well. Só consegues perceber how important they are now?
Yeah. So this whole global pandemic, COVID, whatever you want to call it, is putting a lot of spotlight on nurses and doctors, like we just said, but it's also from colleagues of mine and also family members, it's putting a lot of spotlight on teachers as well, because a lot of my friends and also family members are taking their hats off to teachers and going like, fuck. Yeah.
yeah.
Respect.
yeah.
You know? So talking about essential workers, your teachers as well, gotta pay them well, you know, because they're basically programming your kid as in not only your kid, but I mean like a whole generation, if you want to say that, right? Into whatever. It's like, I look at it in like Moz, right? In Moz, got a lot of uneducated people that can't read, can't write. And it's, people can't read, can't write. And it's almost like, people can't read, can't write. And it's almost like you need a better education system. You need, you know, better teachers. You need facilities, curriculum. I mean, it all, then again, like, works together. And, you know, teachers, for me, are, like, super essential. Like, as important as nurses and doctors. Because who's going to teach those nurses and doctors? You know, like, so people can't forget about teachers as well. And it's putting a big spotlight on the way that teachers are teaching children, you know, no matter the age. I have friends that are, you know, going back to school basically and going like, oh shit, geometry, you know, and all of that. And shit, I can't even remember any of that stuff, but it's challenging, man. So pay teachers better, not only nurses and doctors.
Yeah. Eu estava aqui à procura daquela notícia that I sent acerca dos professores em Moçambique que não conseguem subtrair. Remember that shit?
Oh, I remember. But I can't remember what the link was.
Yeah, era DW News. DW, Dutch something?
Yeah. I can't remember the... Yeah, no, I won't find it. Yeah, but what did it say again?
Que a maior parte dos professores não conseguiam fazer uma conta básica de subtrair.
Era uma cena do Google. Do Google que mandaste.
Eu lembrei-me disso porque tu estavas a falar dos professores. Mas, então há muita... The good thing about this é as pessoas estão a fazer coisas que elas pensavam que não conseguiam fazer. I speak for myself, que eu, a cena de gerir a casa sem ter ninguém para me ajudar, and I know it sounds spoiled, porque muita gente faz isto, and Europeans, apparently, they do this on a daily basis, but we don't.
Yeah.
And, e desde o cozinhar, that you know now, that you can actually cook some good food, estás a ver? Não precisas de sempre fazer take-out, aprendes mais coisas, é verdade. Tem muitos positivos, but do you think that we'll come out as better people?
So I'm trying to load that article that you... It should be loading up there.
Tu achas que nós, baby. Tu achas que nós will come out as better people out of this?
What, more specifically or in general?
Podemos falar de nós, né? Mas let's say in general.
Us, Moz, are business as usual, my man. I'm just being honest. Because I was driving today and I don't go out of my house much. I only go sometimes, come sometimes here to the office and home. There's only two places I go to. And today, I hadn't left my house in like over a week. And today I went out and I'm like, shit, this looks normal. It's like as if like we're back. And
no, mas sabe, you know what? Apesar de as ruas estarem cheias, and para mim, you know what? I don't agree with the lockdowns. Mm-hmm. Keeping people at home against their will, mm-hmm. it's bullshit. I don't agree with that. I think that we should let people know and let people take their decisions much in a very responsible way. They should be responsible. You should give them the information and the tools so that people can make responsible decisions. Mm-hmm. Nós podemos, e acho que nós fizemos muito bem aqui, foi in public places, wear a mask. That we, the government, we're deciding that for you. You don't get to decide that.
Yeah.
But you get to decide se vais sair de casa ou se vais ficar em casa.
Yeah.
Right? If you're going to walk or if you're going to run or do whatever the fuck you want to do.
Yeah.
You decide that. But you decide that in a responsible way.
Yeah.
Right? Tipo, se tu tens que usar uma máscara no sítio público, it's kind of fucking hard to have um bar aberto e tu vais beber uma cerveja. I don't know how the fuck you're going to do that. Não é? Mas keeping people at home trancados, I don't think that's the solution. I'm all in for masks, I'm all in for social distancing, mas lockdown, no. E falo everywhere. Não falo só em Moçambique, eu falo, não. Just let people be. Se tu achas que tens de ficar em casa, like we are agora, e um bom exemplo é isto em Moçambique. Não há, ninguém tem que ficar em casa. Mas yeah. muita gente está a ficar em casa.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, those that can afford to.
Yeah, like, aqueles que podem,
ficam em casa. Have the choice to.
Yeah, they have the choice to, e que querem ficar em casa, ficam em casa. Aqueles que não podem, unfortunately, vão ter que sair.
Yeah.
So if you go out, wear a mask.
Yeah.
Follow.
Wash your hands.
Yeah, wash your hands. Faz aquelas coisas todas. Cumpre. Mas go do. Go do you. Estás a ver? Agora, se eles tiraram, eles fecharam as barracas, não podes ter aglomerados de pessoas em barracas, mas se as pessoas... Yeah. Não é?
But I think it's going to be that way going forward. And my point is that going forward, even if there's a vaccine or whatever, whatever happens, I think that people will still be quite reserved for some time, I feel.
Dude, tem pessoas that are nos nossos círculos that you know, that I know que já me disseram se houver uma vacina I'm not going to take it.
Interesting.
Yeah. I was like, oh, okay, why?
What? So this vaccine would be what? If
there's a vaccine.
Yeah. Like what? Like measles or
Corona.
like a Corona vaccine and taking Corona. It like for measles so you don't ever get it, or you've got it and this is gonna help, you know, help you recover from it. Or
I don't know.
Yeah.
Any whatever, sort of, okay. or whatever vaccine there is, they've said I'm not taking it.
Mm-hmm. Reason?
Yeah. The question is why? Because what was the argument? Because não é uma doença fulminante, meaning that you don't die instantaneously out of it. Right? Get it, you're dead. Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm. Watch fight it without a vaccine like the flu.
Mm-hmm.
And it is. It is something that you can fight. É o que as pessoas estão a fazer agora. All the people. Todos que sobreviveram, they fought
it. It's people with underlying health conditions that are suffering more or dying from it. Yeah.
Então, that was the thing. Mas ele estava a dizer, ok, mas tu tens outras vacinas que não são de doenças fulminantes, but that we take them, like measles, mumps, rubella, yellow fever, all of that shit. Né? So why? Yeah, e o argumento foi que porque if you get a vaccine now, porque essas vacinas todas já tiveram anos e anos e anos de tweaking and refining, e que já e o que tinha de errado, os trials todos já passaram, e aquilo que tinha de errado eles já melhoraram. Esta vacina não vai ter. So that's why they say they're not going to take it.
Good point.
It's a valid point.
I think it's a good point. Like, that's why I asked reason, and I think it's a good reason. I think, you know, for hearing it, hearing that argument, I think it's a valid point. Looking at it that way.
E agora que mencionei yellow fever, eu acho que, and going back to aviation and traveling and all of that, acho que vai ser por aí. Countries vão exigir isso. Da mesma maneira que se tu queres ir para o Brasil, that's the only one that I know of.
Coronavirus.
Se tu queres ir para o Brasil, tu tens que ir apanhar a vacina da febre amarela.
And your corona vaccine.
And your Rona vaccine.
Rona. Rona vax.
Yeah, Rona vax.
Rona vax.
You got it, you can come through. Acho que é assim que vai ser.
You're that vision is realistic. Funny enough, it actually is realistic. That it's going to be part of your visa application.
Definitely.
You show us your certificate or the last time you got your Ronavax.
Exactly.
Ronavax 2.0, whatever version, whatever this year's version is of the Ronavax.
Tu já tiveste algum flu shot?
Yeah, I take flu shot every year.
Eu nunca tive flu shot.
Sorry, I take flu shot every year, and I'm lying. Not every year. I take it constantly. So it's like this year I took it, but last year I didn't. And I got a bad flu last year. Like last year I got like probably one of the worst flus I've ever had. I don't know, I only had two. One when I was like 18, 19. I had like a bad flu when I was like 18, 19.
Não, pensei que a última vez que tiveste flu foi quando tinha 18 anos. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, no, shit. Dude, no, I'm saying like bad ones. I've had flus. I get like a flu like once a year. What? And it's those flus that it's like, okay, like I'm fine, paracetamol.
What do you mean a bad one?
A bad one is like you're literally in bed shaking, like your joints hurting, you know, like
malaria.
Eyes hurting. Like I've never had malaria.
I just brought it up because that's...
Yeah, those are the symptoms. No, but it was bad, man. It was really bad. And it was something that I got for my daughter that she had from school. You know, kids. You know?
Yeah.
That's how they build their immune systems. But she brought that home and knocked us all out. KO'd.
Mom, good.
Myself. She recovered already, but we... luckily, we didn't all get it at the same time.
Yeah.
So she got it the week later.
And ela foi tomar como a ti?
No, she didn't. She wasn't as bad as us, though. Like, she had fever and things like that, but she was fine. She was like... playing around and stuff. And
são duros os putos, né?
Yeah, they are. Hey, they're resilient. But she was fine. Like, she obviously had, again, fevers and stuff, but she was eating, she was playing and things. Came to us, like, it hit me harder than my wife. Yeah, for me, I was like, KO, like, ding, 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 tap out.
Eu acho que tive em janeiro, tive uma gripe fodida também. Aquelas mesmo de... passei mal. Mesmo uma semana, todo fodido.
Yeah, but it's like the scenario that you explained now, I think it's very realistic. I think it's very realistic that this whole... before you go somewhere or travel somewhere, you're going to need to provide those kind of documents.
Yeah.
You have had this vaccine. So, to the ones who want to travel... Yeah, that's the way it'll have to be.
Yeah.
That's it, you know, and that's the way it's going to be going forward. What's interesting is, I don't know if you saw that video. I don't know if I sent it to you, of the future of like aviation. There was like this one video where they were talking about like not having contact with people. So everything will be like machines that will be like sanitized by a robot, and toilets will be sanitized by robots. Like there was this robot that was like spraying stuff and like, it was a simulation. So they're showing this like robot machine that comes into the toilet and just goes like sprays everything. Like you at the counter, There'll be no one at the counter. Everything will be like, you know, sanitize your hand. You do everything in the
self-check-in.
Self-check-in, which already existed, right? Already exists in a lot of places. And even the way that they'll, you'll go through a lot of machines to like check your temperature, to x-ray, you know, those machines that you like turn, put your hands up and, you know. So a lot of it will be like that. You don't touch anything, you know, as much as possible. And even they were talking about like the airlines will give you a mask. Like they'll give you a mask, the airlines. So airlines, I'm sure, will have branded ones.
mas como é que vão fazer? Eles falaram nesse vídeo, como é que eles vão fazer, tipo, em econômica? That everybody's packed.
Yeah, so they didn't go into those specifics, right?
Okay.
This guy was just talking about like what he thinks.
Porque se fosse mudar todo mundo para aqueles nice seats da business, onde todo mundo está meio isolado, that would be perfect.
So he spoke about those types of seats, that it's going to be seats where if you're sitting next to someone, you're not going to be sitting both facing forward. One's going to be facing back, the other one facing the other way, things like that. But obviously that, for airlines, that's almost going to be, it's almost going to be like, can airlines afford to do that?
Yeah.
Do that sort of thing? And from what I know, no. But that's just me. What the hell do I know? But I think it's very interesting because, you know, looking at the one, then there was this one other person that was talking about the way airlines will do it now in the short term is that, you know, they'll give you a mask and all of that. They'll board in different sections. So before you already had this like group A, group B, and whatever. But now it will be like per row or something like that. It will be more gradual. But people will still sit next to each other.
Yeah, it is.
Because airlines can't afford to take out a whole bunch of chairs and put in...
The way I see it, you post that a bit more, but the way that I see it now, hoje, the...
I think it's the 19th.
Yeah, 19th, Maio. The way that I see it now é que se tu tiveres, and that's what we're doing now, aqui, nós, todo mundo entra with a mask on, which was uma solução amazing para, as in, foi uma medida that eu aplaudi quando disseram que todo mundo tinha que usar máscaras everywhere. Foi great. Então, as pessoas, todos os passageiros têm que usar máscaras. Todos os passageiros usam máscaras. Todos os passageiros, a entrada do avião tem um tapetezinho onde eles passam os pés com o desinfetante. Tem o pessoal de cabine, tem sprays para desinfetar as mãos das pessoas. E as pessoas estão com máscaras. Eu acho, from what I know now, eu acho que isso é suficiente. Why? Porque mesmo se eu estiver sentado ao teu lado and I'm wearing a mask, eu não estou a falar contigo, I have no symptoms. Atenção, estamos a falar de pessoas sem sintomas, né? If you have symptoms, estás a espirrar, não sei o quê, you're not going to get it. That's it. Acabou. Mas se tu não tens sintomas, there's no droplets coming out of you, or the ones that are being stopped by a mask, não há serviço de cabine, então ninguém tem que tirar a máscara para comer ou para beber ou whatever. Ou mesmo se eu tirar a máscara para beber um gole d'água e tu estiveres com a máscara ao meu lado, it's fine. Ninguém vai ficar doente porque eu tirei a máscara. Só para beber água. So, eu acho que as pessoas também estão a ver as cenas muito radicais, and at the end of the day, the thing about this, from what I know now, then again, I might change my opinion tomorrow, é que isto é highly contagious, yes, mas não sei se é as contagious as people think it is, or people perceived it as it is. Estás a ver? Tipo, se eu tiro a máscara, acabou. That's it. Porque há That's it.
Oh my gosh, I took his mask off.
Yeah, we're all dead. Porque até houve something funny happened e eles estavam a mostrar que era tipo, pessoal em mesas diferentes e tinha uma pessoa contaminada. Eu tava numa das mesas. E numa mesa de 5 ou de 10 ou whatever, dois ficaram contaminados, os outros não ficaram contaminados. And then, nas mesas ao lado, algumas pessoas ficaram contaminadas e outras não. Daquela uma pessoa. E depois tu vais ver, tipo, Michael Yeoh, nos States, quando ficou doente. Foi um dos primeiros, one of the first celebrities a ficar doente with Rona. Tipo, really bad. Ele contaminou a mãe dele, mas não contaminou os filhos e não contaminou a mulher. E vivem todos na mesma casa.
Yeah.
How? Yeah. Né? And I'm sure he kisses his wife goodnight. E os filhos também.
Yeah.
What happened there? Como é que os filhos não ficaram? There's so much that we don't know.
Rona.
Rona. Então,
yeah, that's weird.
Acho que não
that's,
vai
that's
ser...
A strange thing for
acho
me.
Que the more I see it now, acho que não vai ser... O futuro não vai ser tão extreme as we think it is.
Hmm.
I don't think we're going to have to wear masks. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I hope not. Man.
Yeah. Porque os chineses really também usaram and shit didn't work out for them, did it? Então.
Yeah, I really hope not, man. I really hope not. I want to see people smiling and shit, man. You know?
Yeah.
I want to recognize people when I walk in the street, you know, not go like, "Hey, H." And I'm like,
"Who the fuck are you?"
Would blink twice if you're, you know.
Yeah.
So, that's a strange thing. Yeah, but let's hope.
E estes gajos têm que inventar também aqueles testes, e já têm, só que são uma fortuna. They have to.
Home testing.
Yeah, tipo aqueles testes de gravidez.
Yeah, yeah.
Testes de gravidez, tipo, ok, let's say, nós queremos fazer um braai.
Yeah, it could get there.
Nós queremos fazer um braai, uma festa.
Yeah.
Cada um vai comprar o seu teste. Come in, na porta. Test it, okay? You clean, get in.
Imagine nightclubs.
Yeah, nightclubs. Mesma cena. Cada um vem com o seu teste.
So I guess we're going to have to get used to like getting our something going up our brain through our nose.
Ou isso, ou só um simple blood test.
Oh man, it's the third time today, man. What the hell?
Yeah, um simple blood test, tá vendo? Just something. And I know those tests are not accurate and they munch false negatives
but
and all that shit.
That's just the risk you'll have to take if you want to go out clubbing.
That's it. You if know, you want to be popping bottles.
If you want to be popping bottles, you got to shed some blood.
Shit. Yeah. But let's see. Vamos ver. I have hope que isto...
Yeah, it's interesting.
And especially... Because it's affecting the strongest nations in the world. Mm-hmm. That's right. Se fosse só África, estávamos fodidos.
Yeah.
Se fosse África, só... já tinham fechado esse avião, lockdown da África.
Lockdown África, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think even maybe WHO would have acted much quicker. Whoops.
Yeah.
They would have shut down Africa like... Immediately. Like, straight up.
Então,
no
yeah.
Food
ah, eu ia falar da África e conspirações e WHO. How do you feel about COVID organics from Madagascar?
Oh, yeah. That was interesting, man. So that it was fake, right? Or, I don't know.
Yeah. I have no idea. Mas
give people content. I mean, we'll put it in the link. Madagascar's president? Right?
Yeah.
Was talking about the fact that they've got these this medication or...
No, but that's true.
Herbal. It's herbal, right?
Yeah.
It's herbal.
That's true. É um chá que eles fazem da planta que tem compounds para a medicação da malária.
Yeah.
Chloro, whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah. And,
então eles têm um chá and they say que o chá deles...
Cures.
Yeah.
Rona.
Kills Rona,
and the fact that it's not getting, you know, not being considered is because it's made in Africa. That was his point.
Yeah.
Interesting. Hey, you know, yeah, conspiracies and that, but maybe he's got a point. What I'm saying is that
tu sabes que o presidente
what he's saying is not something. What he's saying is not something. It's not something ridiculous what he's saying, if you get what I mean. It's like, oh, because it's African.
Yeah, mas eu acho... Eu percebo isso. And eu não vou dizer que não há não há big pharma behind all of this, e não há muitos outros interesses económicos. I'm not going to say that. I'm not that naive. Mas that's not how science works. You can't, yeah. Pode, não podes fazer um chá and claim que cura. That's not how it works. Tipo, se tu queres fazer something that you, and you want to claim, let's go back um bocadinho. Let me just say que a medicina tradicional foi como a medicina toda começou.
Uh-huh.
Right? Plantas são usadas até hoje, vários compounds de várias plantas,
uh-huh,
para fazer medicamentos that we all take.
Uh-huh.
And it works. And it works. Medicina tradicional funciona. Tens vários... Quem de nós nunca fez um bafo de eucalipto?
Yeah, we all have.
Né?
Yeah.
Quando estavas doente.
Yeah.
Água ferver, eucalipto lá dentro. And it works. Mil e uma merdas funcionam. Goronzororo. And that gives you power. Apparently, it works. Never tried it. Always wanted to.
Tiger blood.
Essas genias todas. Mas depois também tem... E eles fizeram o chá. E o chá, de certeza, que tem algum healing power. Tem alguma coisa que te faz bem. The way that... drinking orange, that vitamin C. Orange juice. The way that... comer o alho ou comer alho tem as suas coisas boas. Tens muita coisa boa that comes from medicina tradicional e... so on and so forth.
Right.
Mas tu não podes fazer um chá das as pessoas, e porque ninguém morreu no teu país, tu dizes que aquele chá é que é a cura. No, that's not how it works. Tu tens que ir... There's trials. There's a scientific method behind all of this bullshit. Que para além de certificar que aquilo faz bem, the main purpose é certificar que aquilo não faz mal.
Uh-huh.
And este chá deste... presidente do Madagascar, ele até pode ter razão, mas ele tem que cumprir com aqueles passos todos, porque se ele não tiver razão, ele pode estar a dar um sense of security às pessoas that it's actually very dangerous. That's my point. And I just want to put it out there que este presidente was a DJ.
What, in his previous life?
Yeah, before becoming a president, he was a DJ.
And what does being a DJ have to do with it?
Nothing, I'm just putting it out there. Oh, shit. Porque nós também aqui, de certeza que podíamos come up with some bullshit. I don't know, por acaso não vi hoje o update dos casos. Não sei se alguém já, se temos alguma...
Se temos algum, I haven't seen anything.
Se temos alguma morte.
Oh, yeah, hopefully not.
Yeah, and...
Hopefully we can still stay on this course of...
Yeah, identified and recovered people, né?
Yeah.
Então, não podes... Nós não podemos fazer um chá qualquer e porque ninguém morreu no nosso país agora, that we know of, claim that aquilo é a cura. No. Sorry. Yeah.
Today's the 19th, right?
Yes. Então,
so one new case, two recovered.
Ninguém morreu.
Yeah.
Estás a ver? Nós temos a cura. Come on.
Tzek.
Yeah. Porra. Yeah. Tzek. Temos a comer tzek e é a cura. Fuck. Então, epá, é fedido. Enfim. That's
crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah, but I think...
E também as pessoas, the thing, é tipo, o nosso belief bias está cada vez mais forte, that we want to believe that something... that's why conspiracy theories have so much... are gaining so much traction now. E essas ceninhas todas. E porque nós queremos acreditar que ou há um culpado ou há uma solução amanhã. And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Quando as pessoas falam de teorias de conspiração, I really hope they're right. I really do. Because it means that somehow, someone já tem a cura and they're just waiting so they can make billions and billions of dollars. And I don't give a fuck. If that's the case, perfect. I don't believe it though. But if that's the case, perfect.
And these it's crazy how like they want to restart like all these sports and stuff as well during all of this.
Yeah.
I watched a bit of like those Bundesliga highlights. Yeah, man, no fans is no sauce.
Mas como é que eles fazem? Como é que eles fazem com os jogadores, com o COVID?
Yeah, they're distancing. Players are playing, man. Play normal. You go into tackle, you go for headers,
Mas
you
que
grab
eles fazem
your player.
Tests before the game?
Yeah, so I think now, being the 19th of May, even Premier League have tested. I think 6 players have come back positive.
Yeah, vai ser fodido no fantasy, né? Tipo, no intervalo, Kun não voltou. Kun Agüero já não entrou. What the fuck is my captain? Epa, yeah. He was tested durante o intervalo and he tested positive.
Oh, shit, yeah. So, yeah, players or club to self-isolate for, they don't mention clubs or anything like that. But they say that they've done 748 tests over this past weekend. So that's including those tests include players, non-playing staff, combination of both. So anyone who tests positive must self-isolate for 7 days and can't go to the training ground because they're in this process of players going back to the training ground.
Okay. Right?
So they're still planning to like do it to launch in June, to start finishing the league and stuff like that. But yeah, man, this is what's your take on that? Should they just finish the league today?
Epa,
close it off.
Yes,
whoever's in the bottom three relegated doesn't matter. If you have one game in hand, you're out. You're relegated. Because for example, right now Aston Villa, if they win their game in hand, they're safe.
Yeah, but does that mean that Liverpool will be the champions?
Yeah, look.
Because if you want to relegate people, you gotta
be the champion.
Yeah.
Look, the way I see it, the way the table looks right now, the only narrative that makes sense is Liverpool being champion. Because no one's gonna catch those guys. Let's be honest.
You don't know. You don't know.
No, jokes aside, let's be serious. You don't know.
How do you know?
But my point being, and I've had a few discussions around this, is that the way I think they should do it is have like one or two neutral stadiums, right? So only those stadiums are going to be used. Yes,
what's
you're not going to have,
that?
Getting to it.
Okay.
You're not going to have any fans or anything, right? Obviously, right? But what you're going to do is create two different kinds of playoffs. Playoffs for relegation and playoffs for to see who goes to Europe. Because you've already got your champion. No one's going to catch those guys. Let's be honest. And the playoffs would be who's going to play in Champions League. And so you would have a playoff between, you know, those teams. I would say, you know, probably not including like second place, third place, but maybe see. I forgot. Man City is actually banned.
Yeah.
Corona or no Corona, they're actually banned. So it's like fourth and fifth. So to see who, so you basically do it to see who finishes fifth, for example. And those ones in the bottom do like a playoff to see who finishes in that fifth position, just like with relegation to see who gets relegated.
Because, okay. Então,
you know what I mean? So,
fazer vários playoffs. Tipo, mid-table people will play a playoff, but Europa League.
So mid-table, I'm not saying like someone that's in like 13th can't play for like Champions League. Come on.
If you are mathematically, if it's possible to get there.
Exactly.
You eligible
then
you, to.
Then you go into a playoff yeah. That is like, it's not legs, it's one game, like a World Cup.
Tipo, Batsai.
You either win or you're out.
Okay.
Bye, see you next season.
And so why wouldn't they do that for the champion?
Nah, come on, dude.
Why wouldn't they do that for the
champion? Do you think Man City would catch Liverpool?
No, just make a playoff for the champion.
What is it? Like 18 points, 20 points?
Age. Just agree with me saying that if there's a possibility, a mathematical possibility of getting there, you should go to a playoff. That's it.
Yeah, it's a tricky one. And I can understand why.
Yeah.
Well, look, French League, we're like, fuck
you never
it.
Know.
No one's going to catch PSG. Fuck it.
They're okay, champion. 1958. A plane crashed. Remember that?
Yeah.
Munich air disaster.
Yeah.
Boom. Yeah. Man United team, all dead.
Yeah.
Never know. That could happen to Liverpool.
Hey, man. Touch on wood. That's harsh.
All I'm saying is that we don't know what might happen. Therefore, they're not champions.
I get what you mean. But if I take the... I'm not a Liverpool fan. Fuck Liverpool. But I'm looking at it from a point that if it was my team that was like in that position, I'd be like, shit, finish the league and make us champions, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, just look at it as in... Even if you continue the rest of the games, which they're trying to do, which the reason why they're trying to do that is also for the credibility of the league as well.
Eu acho também tem muito a ver com the money that
exactly.
The TV rights money. Exactly. That's exactly. Probably the thing, the main
that's
problem.
The main thing.
Yeah, that's
for Premier
main,
League,
yeah.
For like BPL, like the actual Premier League thing and
yeah,
the show
that's
and whatever.
That's the main thing.
That's the main thing, yeah. 100%. Sponsors, TV rights.
Yeah.
Ads, you name it. Like, it's basically the money.
Yeah, it's the money.
Make. Basically the money that they make. And I agree with players that, you know, you get some players that fear this thing and all of that. And they're like, you know, I'm not going to play. You're going to get players that are going to say, like, I don't want to play. You're going to get some that are going to be, they might not come out and say it in public, but I'm sure in their team meetings and shit like that, they're like, hey.
Fuck this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Mesmo agora, quando houve UFC 249,
yeah.
houve um fighter que testou positive, mas houve outro que he quit. Ele disse que é para não. I'm not going to go for it.
Yeah.
Because he was scared.
But, so my point here is being that, like, let them have that choice, but don't discriminate them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Definitely.
Like, don't leak their names to like media and shit and start this like witch hunt.
Yeah, come physical Ozil and salary cuts
exactly,
and all that. Because
that's really low, you know?
Yeah.
And that's something that you did, you know, that for me is like where it loses a lot of credibility. It shows who people really are, you know, what people's really intentions are for. And something like that, it will be like money.
Mas como é que já ficou resolvido a cena do BPL? Se eles vão voltar a jogar? Não training, jogar.
I think nothing's been set yet.
Porque o pessoal lá de baixo também não está muito convencido, não é?
Yeah, I think nothing's been set yet. The only thing that they've all agreed on is going back to training.
Porque o pessoal
because,
lá em baixo...
Because a lot of teams have said that these players need like 4 weeks or something like that to get back.
Okay.
I don't know if it's 4 weeks or 5 weeks or something like that to get back to
match
fit level.
Yeah, that's why you have preseason games.
As much as you're exercising at home, it's still not.
Yeah, no. I mean, okay.
It's you know, yeah. Exercise at home still doesn't compare to being out there in
Lukaku,
the field.
Deve estar fat, tu gajo.
eating a lot of pizza and pasta.
O único gajo deve estar fit é o Ron.
Yeah. I'm sure there's a lot of players as well that you know. But
yeah, eu percebo e muitos das equipas estão lá embaixo na relegation zone. They see this Rona thing as a get out of jail free card.
Of course.
Né?
Tipo, no one wants to get relegated.
Yeah, fuck, we made it. Né?
No one wants to get relegated. So they're like, no relegation this year, bitches, and we can close the season off. You know, and Premier League are like, nah, we're going to try and make you guys play.
Yeah.
Fuck that shit. You're playing.
Yeah, you guys don't care, eh?
Fuck. All right, dude. Wrap this one up.
Yeah.
We'll be back with a guest in the next one. We're trying out this new thing, but yeah, new studio, new equipment.
Ah, eu acho que esta mesa it's big enough para termos.
Yeah, two more.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, to follow now.
Oh yeah, shit. Now
a third person.
Yeah, you can only have one more person.
Yeah, one more.
But also, we've got the mic stand where someone can sit a bit further.
Go sit in the corner.
Go sit in the corner. Stay in the corner. So yeah, man, we'll work it out. Yeah, Bula Bula, we back, baby.
Yeah.
Stay safe, wash your hands. You know, you filthy. Wash your hands.
Yeah, deixa bombar aquela cena agora. Okay, peeps.
Stay safe.
We out.